From KXCI in Tucson, you are listening to the Captain's Log Project. I'm Amy A. This project was formed in early April to better connect our community with each other in this time of social distance, quarantine, and staying at home. Welcome to Volume 14 of the Captain's Log Project. In this very special edition of the show, I invited logs from kiddos in our community, and with the help of their parents, the recordings came in. I've been amazed at the families in our community and how they are working through the unique challenges they are faced with during this COVID-19 era, staying at home for weeks and months at a time. Homeschooling, and now summertime at home. My child is a teenager, but I have often thought about our community's little ones during this time, and today we get to hear from some of them. It's the Captain's Log Kids Edition. Here are more stories from our community's children boldly living and growing in this challenging time.
This is Eleanor. Starting 15 days till my fifth birthday. Yeah. Okay.
What have you been doing?
What am I supposed to do?
You can say, what have you been doing?
What have you been doing?
No. You tell us what you've been doing.
I've been eating the spaghetti and veggie meatballs.
What games are you playing?
Oh, Godzilla game, which I don't know what you think, but it's just called Godzilla the Monster anyway. It's not really called that, but it's a Godzilla game though, sorry. Okay. I'm feeling better than ever!
Do you like being home with your dad and your sister?
I like being home with my dad and my sister! Thank you. Bye. You can hear it.
Captain's dog. Jasper speaking.
No, Captain's Log, Jasper. But,
oh.
Amy, you know what the, makes sense? But, Jasper calls it Captain's Dog because it's his thing.
Yeah.
And that's how he talks sometimes.
Can I be the Captain's Dog, please?
Yes, Amy says yes.
All right, well, hi, Amy A. Snuggles for you, Amy A. All right.
So here is our Captain's Log. Go ahead, Jasper.
Well, I've been at this house for a couple weeks with these people. Actually, I've been stuck with them my entire life, but I see them a lot more now because they're home all the time, putting me in snuggle jail. Yeah, it's okay.
I call it doggy snuggles.
Sometimes they exercise a lot, but right now they're not exercising all that much. and they eat a lot more at home, which means I'm licking the floor a lot more.
Hazel, and that's amazing, right, Jasper?
Yeah, it's pretty good. And Hazel, Hazel over here, she's been reading to me and trying to teach me to read, but I don't think I'm ever going to college. Yeah.
Jasper, you won't go to college, but you may one time read.
Really?
Yeah.
How are we going to do that?
I'll just have to read to you until you can sound out.
Yeah.
And I have a plan.
And sometimes Hazel seems sad because she's moving and she didn't get to say goodbye to her peeps. And, but she hasn't seen another child in like 4 months.
No, I have.
Who?
We have.
Which
we have.
One? You saw a child?
Yes.
Where?
Next door.
Oh.
Remember, our neighbor's having a baby and they already have a kid.
Oh, yeah, you saw them, but you didn't get to play with them, right? You just kind of, like, pointed at them, and I tried to sniff them.
No. Oh, you're such a good boy.
Oh, you're scratching my belly. That's so nice. All right. Well, I need to go get my massage now.
And we can talk to you while Jasper gets his massage. Right, Jasper?
Yeah.
We can make this a little longer, okay?
All right, well.
So, this was, like, amazing. And, like, Jasper, this is another story, but he didn't run after a bunny. He saw a couple of dogs, and he ran down the yard and started sniffing the butt. And it was crazy. I don't know. Yeah.
That's inappropriate, dude.
Jasper, you're inappropriate. You always talk about butts, don't you?
Well, I'm a dog, that's what I do. All right, I think I better go now. This might get dicey.
No,
okay.
We're not. Bye.
Thank you, bye.
Amy.
Phenomena. Phenomena. Phenomena.
From KXCI in Tucson, you're listening to the Captain's Log Project, where we hear from folks in our community how they are doing in this time of social distancing. This is the Kids Edition. Thank you.
Adonis Sweeney, and today is July 11th, and there has been 4 months of quarantine. My favorite food is burgers, salad, and ice cream. What I've been doing is reading and playing video games. I'm really sad about coronavirus because every year I go to Bulgaria to play with my cousins, but this year I cannot.
My name is Athena. Captain's Log, Star Date, July 1st, 2020. Apparently that's from Star Trek. I haven't seen Star Trek, but I read a graphic novel about a guy named George Takei who was in Star Trek. I've been home for a couple months now, since sometime in June. And I've been watching some bootlegs, like Broadway bootlegs, like Broadway shows, but they film them and post it on YouTube. My favorite is Wicked. I've seen it 4 times. I've seen the touring version, the London version twice in New York, and I've watched the bootleg like a billion times. I've also watched Dear Evan Hansen, School of Rock, a bunch of shows. And I binged Gravity Falls because it's my favorite show. And season 2 of The Owl House is coming out soon. About a month, maybe? I don't know, sometime in July, so I'm really excited for that. It's a really good show. And I've been hanging out my favorite app, which is called Pixar. It's like Instagram, but it's more fun, because instead of just like posting a random picture, you make edits. Like, you take stickers, a bunch of like virtual stickers, and then you make, it makes more sense when you get it. But if you get it and you want to follow me, my username is @Glinda_bubble, and I want to shout out to my friends on PicsArt. So at Candy, but the A in Candy is like an X, like so CXNDY and then underscore then feels, and Shy_CLXUD. It's like cloud, but the O is X. Like, I don't know. There's this thing with X's going around. But anyway. I've been eating a lot of chips, ice cream, chicken noodle soup, but my mom limited my chips and ice cream. Oh, and I've also been eating a lot of Lucky Charms. I like those foods because, you know, I like to eat. I'm like super light from when I eat, but at the same time, they're really small. And I've been feeling okay. Like, obviously it's quarantine. Sometimes I get a little hot or feel a little sick, but nothing coronavirus, don't worry. So, you know, I'm feeling okay. I'm having some fun on my iPad. But even though it's summertime, I have even more limits on my iPad. And we're quarantined, so it's kind of annoying. But, you know, like, it's life, so. Okay, goodbye.
Cupcakes.
13 cupcakes.
This is Penelope, Captain's Log, star date, December 196th. I've been in this lonely house for 18 weeks, or for short, 126 months. Quite a long time, if you ask me. Here I've been with my sis, my dad, my grandma Grams, and sometimes my mom. I've been swimming at my Grams's, swimming pool, drawing, writing, reading, chatting with my friends, and just well chilling. I've been spending more time on the internet talking to my friends than I usually do, and I've been, well, being me. I'm also waiting for my birthday in about 18 days. I'm turning 9. I've been eating stuff we usually eat. I've been drinking a lot more water than I usually have, probably because I've been having a lot more time here. I'm feeling really, really sad I'm home. I miss my friends, and I can't wait till this is over. Bye!
Mr. Crusher, set course for Starbase A. Jean, you're adorable. B, you're so beautiful. C, you're a cutie full of charm. D, you're a darling. And E, you're exciting. And F, you're a feather in my arms. G, you look good to me. H, you're so heavenly. I, you're the one I idolize. J, we're like Jack and Jill. K, you're so kissable. L, is the love light in your eyes. M, N, O, P, I could go on all day. Q, Q, R, S, T, alphabetically speaking, you're okay. You make my life complete. V means you're very sweet. Double, U, X, Y, Z. It's fun to wander through the alphabet with you to tell you what you mean to. Engage.
My name is Jack Amoroso, and it is Captain's Log. It's been 4 years since the coronavirus started. We have an antidote for the coronavirus, but it's still kind of hard, and we want to make sure, so it's still hard on the team. My favorite food is milkshakes, and milkshakes, I think, taste really good, and I eat them every single day, and also, I feel like it's really calm and relaxed, and I feel calm and relaxed because the coronavirus is keeping me from people I don't want to be next to. And what I've been doing this summer in quarantine is playing video games, being with one of my friends, camping, and I'm being interviewed in a camper right now.
I've been asked to say a few words to Earth people about the stars. You see, I've been there. I came from the planet Vulcan. For centuries, you Earthlings have been starstruck. You've had your lucky star. You kiss when you see the first star at night. You have movie stars, and you wish upon a star. Have you considered the possibility that on a star, the star people wish upon an Earth? For example, Earthlight, Earthbright, First Earth I see tonight. Or Twinkle, Twinkle, Little Earth, how I wonder what you're worth. Sound strange? Well, on Cestus Omicron 3, the all-time hit song is Earth Dust. Also, people will sing, "Catch a Falling Earth," and put it in your pocket. And might you not have difficulty accepting the idea of a national anthem called the Earth Spangled Banner? You see, it is, after all, a question of point of view. If I were an emotional creature, I would be shocked by your Earth concept of stars falling on Alabama. Really, I find that most illogical. Now, as to the matter of space sanitation, will you take a moment to consider all the littering and debris my planet has to contend with? Old nose cones, cameras, and even a corned beef sandwich, and those rocket fumes. On Vulcan, our leader's wife has started a Let's Keep Space Beautiful campaign. And now, I must hurry off to a galactic convention of what you Earth people might call those little green people. I leave you with the good advice my father gave me when I left my home planet, Vulcan. Don't let the Earth get in your eyes.
From KXCI in Tucson, you have been listening to the Captain's Log Project Special Kids Edition, where we ask the kids in our communities to share how they are doing in this time of social distancing. I'm Amy A. Thank you for joining me. Tonight we heard logs from kid loggers Eleanor, Hazel with her dog Jasper, Adonis, Athena, Penelope, and Jack. Awesome job, you guys. We also heard music today from Liquid Mind, Jazz for Babies, Sweet Little Band, The Muppets, Roger and Brian Eno, They Might Be Giants, and Leonard Nimoy, plus a special outtake of Star Trek Captain Jean-Luc Picard singing the alphabet. You can find our complete playlist and listen to all past Captain's Log programs at kxci.org. If you would like to submit a log, email me at amya@kxci.org. I'd love to hear from you. And be sure to check out our new Facebook page to get show updates and some nerdy Star Trek info to cheer up your day. I'm Amy A., signing off for this week, sending love to all the kiddos in our communities and the young at heart.
Live long and prosper.